Blog Talk Radio.
What I'm talking about, got to do that long bell just in case everybody's brawling out there, like when they have the big schmoz at the end of a match, they play that bell like it's going to stop. Either that's supposed to stop somebody or let the wrestlers in the back know it's time to come out and break it up. But for the people listening to us, you're here, you're at UWC Radio. Last week, unfortunately, there was a slight dilemma, and the show was packed. We were going to have Gabriel Green on here, who just... he's coming off a big fight over in the UFC, and he, I think it was a week's notice or so, and he came and didn't hardly train because of the COVID. So we had him all booked up, but we had a slight problem. And then Gustavo Lopez was booked. He just had a big win at the last UFC, training with Casey Halstead over there. So I sent them both a text, told them, you know, sorry about what happened, but we had already had Jason Green and Marvin Varela booked to come on, so hopefully we can get them on next week and talk to them what we wanted to talk to them about. So with that being said, first up, Jason Green. We had Jason Green booked to come on a while back, maybe 6 weeks ago or something like that, but for some reason we weren't able to. So he's coming up at about the 15-minute mark. I'm going to talk to him a little bit about big show coming up for Sean Black's promotion, which is Amped Up, which is going to be huge. Let me tell you real quick, because he wanted me to make sure to mention that. It's Amped Up. We in the house. It's Saturday, November 28th. If they got the address, it's 1405 South Center Street in Compton, California. We talked a little bit about that. I had so much fun. I wasn't even booked at that show, but I had so much fun. Nicolette Marie was booked. She was working with High Risk. And, you know, it was one of the few times that I got to actually kick back and watch all the matches, talk to some of the guys. I videotaped it because I wanted to get Nicolette Marie on tape, but she hit the guy with the spear so fast I wasn't able to catch. I caught the end of it, but then I caught the big finish from High Risk there. And I'm going to say maybe 40 paid or so. There was quite a few people, but about maybe 40 paid, but it was, everybody went home happy. Everybody had a good time, and it really, and Martin brought the big ring, which was able to fit, and they were able to fit some people. It's going to be outside, so make sure you check that out. We're going to talk to Jason Green about that. Him and I were supposed to wrestle a few times. I don't know what happened. Sean Black, if you're listening, book it, brother. That's what I'm talking about, because his kids cannot stand me. I mean, because the reason why is because we've been teasing it back and forth. You know, and I've been messing with him, but he never was able to get his hands on me. So to say my dad's going to beat you up, and it was huge. It should have been booked a long time ago. So we'll talk to him a little bit about that. Hopefully we can get that going down the line. Then we're going to do a little bit of news, because for the umpteenth time, Nia Jax hurt another wrestler. They say it wasn't her fault, but I still blame her. I don't know. She's very dangerous to work with. So we'll talk a little bit of news. EC3 coming out at Ring of Honor, which I think is a good fit for him. We'll talk a little bit about that. And then at about the 8 o'clock hour, I was trying to get him on at 7:45, but since Giovanni is in Russia doing the Master Sambo tournament out there, which is pretty good, because he's a little bit younger than me, but still going, still can do some damage. So we'll talk to him a little bit about that. Hopefully when Giovanni gets back, we could see how that went. But Marvin just got his black belt in jiu-jitsu. And the reason I wanted to have him on, he's got a big seminar coming up in Rosarito out there in Baja. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But we want to talk about earning your BJJ black belt, because there's different, to me, there's different levels. And getting your black belt from somebody like Giovanni, even though that's his dad, Giovanni came through the highest stand grappling, Gokor Chavikian, who we had years ago back on the show when Maestro and I used to have a little show out there on Sunset and Hobart. Highest Stand Academy was maybe less than 3-4 blocks down. And when we had Gokor, we're talking early 2000s, really early, like 2001 or 2002. And we were so impressed by this guy. I mean, this guy was so, just his techniques and the stuff that he did, and just the way he carried himself, we were really impressed. little did we know later on down the line, we would get with Giovanni and he would become an intricate part of the radio family. Always nice to us whenever we want to go down, if we want to work on a technique or if we want to get him on air or if we see something, because I saw a specific submission yesterday on Bellator. AJ McKee, who is Antonio McKee's youngest son, is undefeated in Bellator. And man, I mean, he's on a roll. And the submission that he put the guy in yesterday, Darian Caldwell, was amazing. So I want to talk to him a little bit about that, get his thoughts on that. I know he only has very limited time, so I'll try to get in as much as I can. But that's going to be huge. So we definitely look forward to talking about him. So if you're listening to us now and you want to check out their seminar, you got to check it out. And to go to Rosarito, I don't know. We're going to ask him about the traveling, about what it is right now. But it's going to be his first jiu-jitsu seminar as a black belt, and Giovanni will be there also. So if you want some good training, and it's good to be out there in Rosarito, because we're going to talk about that too, because there's a lot of good places to eat. But it's going to be Sunday, November 29th. It's at Playas de Rosarito in Baja California, Mexico. It's on Benito Juarez Garcia Street, number 432. But we'll get some more info from him, and you can always go to Anaconda Academy to check out some of the information there. So looking forward to getting those guys on. We'll have Jason Green coming up in about five or six minutes. So make sure you stay tuned. But I want to talk a little bit about the United Wrestling Council. You know, with the second wave of COVID coming, we don't know exactly, you know, what the status is now. We've had the show ready to go since probably, I'm going to say at least 3 months, maybe even more. We sat down, we put everything together. We got the lineup. The lineup's changed a couple of times since then. We went to go meet with Mark, who was the owner and proprietor of Pulse Photos. We staked it out where we could put the ring. Talked to Robert Acevedo, who rents the ring. He's like, absolutely, we'll make sure we get it out there. We had everything set to go outside, and Orange County had opened up, so they started doing wrestling out there. So we figured, okay, cool, it's only a matter of time till we can do our show over there. But so far, nothing. I called the city probably 2 weeks ago, and they said, no, you know, we're still waiting. A large gathering is considered, I think, 100 75 to 100 people or whatever, and we're hoping to get somewhere around there, 75 to 100 people. So when they gave us all the paperwork and told us all about, you know, this is what you got to do, and gave us all the guidelines, absolutely, we could follow them. We'll make sure the ring's wiped down, everything ready to go, and then now the second wave is hitting. So now we have no idea when we're going to be able to do the show, but it's definitely ready to go. All we have to do is they give us the date and we can pull the trigger. So far, the card that we got, the main event is going to be High Risk against Jack Cartwright and Ruben Iglesias. That's what it looks like so far. Semi-main event is going to be Guyam and Fletch Fugaz against Jaguar de Oro and Power Baby Genesis. So we're going to mix it up with some luchas. We've been trying to get a hold of Candy Girl, had her on as a co-host a couple of times. She's very well, you know, spoken when I have her on. She's got a lot of information and really is good. I think she missed her calling. She should be working somewhere in some sort of podcast network or whatever. But we're trying to get an opponent for her. So hopefully we'll have that girls match. So we're still steadily working on that. So Mark Common, hopefully, you know, once we get everything going, get everything together and we get that date, we're definitely going to plug it here. It's going to be huge. We've been working really diligently on that. So with all that being said, let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll give Jason Green a call, get him on the line, and talk a little amped up wrestling at Compton Mania facility. So we'll be right back after this. Hold on, everybody. We'll be right back. That's what I'm talking about for the people listening to us. You're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check us out every Friday night from 7 to 8:30. Got a huge show today. Got Jason Green coming up. But before we get to Jason, don't forget for the people listening to us, Paul's Photo. Paul's Photo is far and away the best store for all your camera needs. Located in the city of Torrance, they have the best prices and professional advice from beginner to pro. Still photos or videos, Paul's Photo will take care of all your photo and video needs. Located at 23845 Hawthorne Boulevard in the city of Torrance, you can call Mark at 310-375-7014. And you can always go to paulsphoto.com. Remember that, paulsphoto.com. Check it out. Paul's Photo, ready, willing, and able with all your camera needs. Since we haven't been able to get that show booked, which will be at Paul's Photo, we had a big photo shoot over there. We had all the luchadores and the wrestlers come down, and he had his advanced, I believe it was his advanced class, come out and take some pictures, and they got some really good feedback. We played the Cornhole Championship to do some chop trivia. Sean Black got chopped. I did. Even the owner himself, Manny Pinson, got chopped. So we might have one of those before, since we're not able to do the show. If we do, it'll be huge. I'll tell you right now, Paul's Photos is just like, so psyched is the word I'm looking for. So definitely going to check that out. Let's give Jason Green a call. Hopefully he's ready. So I'll put this on the dial pad right now, and then we'll start talking some amped up and talk some wrestling.
Hello?
Jason Green, it's Fabiano. You're live on UWC Radio. Can you hear me, my friend?
What's going on, Fabi?
Ah, it's beautiful. Real quick for the people in this, don't forget you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget you can check us out every Friday from 7 to 8:30. And on the line with me right now, somebody I've been wanting to get on for a while, but it's just, you know, with all this stuff. And plus, he's a busy man. He's always got something going on. Jason Green. But real quick, Jason, I got a lot to talk about. I mean, because I want to talk a lot about first Amped Up Wrestling that I met you at. And then you got a big show coming up on the 28th of November. But before we get into that, you know, with this, first of all, the COVID is just killing everybody. You know, people have been starting to train on their own and do stuff like that. But before we get into that, I want you to talk a little bit about, you know, training at Santino Brothers, because the Friday class before Lester passed away, it was a pretty small, intimate class. You know, when you work with Supreme Key, talk a little bit about that, because it seemed like you were getting, not, I don't want to say personalized one-on-one training, but it seemed like it was a tight-knit group. So expand on that a little bit for me.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's wow, you struck a nerve with that one.
Yeah, I know.
Lester,
I knew it would. I'm
man,
sorry, bro.
Really? No, it's good. It's good. Lester's really, really good to us. Really good, man. And he really I don't know, changed my perspective on just the value of just the relationships, like within pro wrestling. He showed a lot of dedication. I mean, he was catching the bus, the train,
yep,
several buses and trains just to train us, you know? And it's just a stand-up guy, man, really impacted my life. And we had a small group. It was like myself, my boy Joe, a couple of just emerging guys that I would just train with, some of the up-and-coming guys who just are coming in, and then with some of the older guys, me and the was myself, ringworms, you know, a couple of other guys would come in for Centennials. Yeah, so man, it really, that was that's something I will cherish really for the rest of my life, man. Supreme really, really, really messed me up. It was hard to hear that he transitioned, but it lit a torch, you know, and a fire in me to continue pushing, you know.
Yeah, to carry on. Well, I got to tell you, out of all this COVID, that's one thing that really, like, killed me the most is what happened to Santino Brothers, because not only was it a place to train, but it was thriving so much. They even opened up a second, you know, site right on the same premises with the ring and all that. And that was a place that I was able to go to, like, if I needed to do a live broadcast, or if I needed to, you know, get some advice for Joey, or call him and say, hey, bro, I got this guy coming. Can he train over here private? You know, we'll work something out. I mean, it was really a place for the SoCal wrestling in general to go, you know, where if you needed a train, or if you needed whatever, merchandise or whatever, he was always willing to help you out.
Yeah.
But I talked to him not too long ago, and he said, you know, it's just a matter of time. You know, we're still staking out. We'd actually like to expand and get a bigger place, a warehouse or something, so that we can really do well. So hopefully, I got to be honest with you, man. I think this second wave is going to be short, and I think we're going to be back to normal sooner than people think, which is what I'm hoping. But anyway, so hopefully we'll be able to get to that. So, hey, Joey, if you're listening, man, we're with you, bro. Hopefully you'll get back pretty soon.
Man,
now,
support all the way.
I got to tell you, I had retired for quite some time. And then when my daughter started training, she caught the bug and she started doing pretty well. I said, well, you know, I want to work with her, especially when it's your kids and especially when it's a daughter and it's a girl. I didn't trust anybody but me. I said, let me give you the clothesline at the end. You know, I'll take care of you. Now she's already been able to go on her own and do her own thing. But I started working back again, and I worked the Amped Up show. And I know I knew who you were. Sean told me who you were. And the first thing I noticed was how trimmed up that beard was. I've been trying to get my line straight like that for years. I do. And I don't trust anybody with that single edge blade, you know? So the first thing when I saw Jason, I'm like, man, dude, how'd you get lined up? And, oh man, you know, I went here and I got it taken care of. So anyways, when we went out there to do the battle royal, you know, Jason has a family and the whole family was, and his kids were so hot because we teased it a lot. Oh, that's your dad? And I kept going after you. And they wanted to see me get, like, power bombed on the cement. And it really drew a lot of heat. But I'm telling you, I've been in this game for a long time. And that show in particular was probably one of the best times I ever had. We had so much fun on that show. So I talked to Sean, and I said, dude, you got to put Jason and I either in a tag or whatever against each other, because we can draw money. People are going to come and check it out. So
yeah.
Then have you talked to Sean or whatever? I know you're booked on this show, but have you talked to people and say, hey, look, I think we should do this? Or whatever, how's that going?
Yeah. I talk to Sean all the time, so I'll put the bug in his ear, because, yeah, that'll be awesome. You know, like, I would like to, you know, do a program with you. My son, like, he literally – Really, you did a number, and he limited your girl, so like every time he sees you, he's like, that's that dude, you know, and I'm like, yeah, laughing, you know, he doesn't know the difference.
Yeah. And he tells me all the time, he goes, man, I'm telling you, wait till my dad gets a hold of you. He goes, it's going to be on. And I'm like, yeah, well, he's never going to get a hold of me. And it just, and that spilled over into the crowd and everybody, you know. But first of all, I got this too, you know, working for Amped Up and working for Sean Black, you know, where he has it, where it's really nice, where you get dressed in the back, there's a pool, there's a jacuzzi, there's actually running showers and stuff. So we had him on and we talked a little bit about that. Now, we went and did Compton Mania. I wasn't even booked. I went with Nicolette Marie because she was working with High Risk, and I just wanted to go check out the show. And I got to tell you, man, it was amazing. When I first got there, I said, hey, I don't know, man. You know, this is it's literally at somebody's house, but the garage is huge where everybody gets dressed, and the yard that they have it in is humongous. Martin brought the big ring, and it was still able to fit a lot of people. But man, the people that go are so adamant or whatever. I mean, that place was on fire. I was surprised that the whole neighborhood didn't call the police because it was so loud and the pop was so big there. First of all, have you worked there for Compton Mania at all, or is this your first time working there?
Yeah. No, I've been, I was there for the, for the last show.
You get that vibe? Do you get that vibe that the people are just really on a different
level?
Yeah,
it's, that area, cause it's like the farms, like my family grew up in that area. So it's a real, you know, they have like parties over there. People ride their horses over there. You know, it's there's a lot of people who have large houses there, so they do a lot of house partying. So it wasn't, but the energy there was like the crowd was into it. And, you know, had a nice. The venue was real nice. It was a good look for what we're trying to do. You know, so look forward to this one being good too.
Let me tell you what High Risk was in the main event. Jessica hit somebody with the spear, and at the end, they did their finishing move, which is almost like a combination neck breaker, and the other guy comes off with the inverted moonsault, and the timing was perfect. The crowd was so loud, I couldn't hear myself, and I was like, wow. So we went, we finished up, and then Jessica, Nicolette, and I live in Long Beach, so we took an Uber, so we didn't have to worry about parking. So as I was waiting for the Uber, it's like the party didn't stop. It's like I compared to like the Super Bowl when they bring out the trophy at the end, everybody stays, everybody stayed, and they were coming up to me going, "Yeah, man, that show. Did you check that?" And I'm like, "Yeah." But, I mean, they literally stayed. I think maybe five people went home. Everybody else stayed and were just talking about how great it was and all that. So it you know, I told Sean, you got something there, man. You got a good fan base. But real quick for the people listening, if you want to go check it out, it's Amped Up. We're in the house. It's Saturday, November 28th. It's at 1405 South Center Street in the city of Compton. So you can go on. We gave out Sean Black's social media so that you can check it out if you want to. I don't know if they pre-sale or not. If they do, you can go there and you can get the address for sure and check out all the stuff there. I highly recommend that you go check it out. It was awesome. It was really, really one of the good shows. Now, I just see everybody's picture on that flyer. Do you know who you're wrestling against yet, or you won't know till you get there?
I'm not necessarily sure, but whoever it is, you know, they're in trouble.
That's the mark of a good wrestler. You know, when you call, say, "Hey man, I'm book you or whatever. Okay, who are you gonna wrestle? Whoever it is, let me know, and we'll work and we'll make it work." So that, to me, that's the mark of a good wrestler. But it all goes back to, you know, training over there with Lester and getting everything. They get you prepared for anything, you know, because any show you do, no matter if there's two people or 2,000, you know, somebody's going to see and go, "Hey, man, I think this guy would work great with this guy," or whatever, and it really works out and gets you going from there. So we definitely look forward to that. We'll definitely I don't think I'm going to be down there to check it out because I got something going on. I'm going to try my hardest, but okay, anytime it's there, you know, I want to check it out for sure. Now, I'm going to move on, you know, since I came back and started working and doing things, you know, now I'm with this company, UWC, which is the United Wrestling Council. It's Pistol Pete Marquez, who I trained with, and Manny Pinson, who's the owner. Him and I trained with him way back. We're talking 1996, I think we started training with Pete. So it was way back in the day.
Wow.
So
that was Manny in high school.
I'm telling you, man, I'm showing my age. He wanted to bring it back. You know, the United Wrestling Council, and he wanted to do it a little bit different. He wanted to mix, you know, like some old school style wrestling with the new one, you know. In other words, it's not just going to be a high spot fest. He wants wrestlers that can, you know, that can work, that can chain wrestle and tell a story and get, you know. So when we started talking, I said, "Hey, we got to bring Jason Green in." I said, he goes, "Well, who do you want to put him in?" He said, "I don't know." I said, "But let's bring him in for sure." So we're definitely going to get with you to talk about that because, unfortunately, Paul's Photo, who's one of the sponsors, that's where we're going to have the show at. He had a huge photo shoot, for lack of a better term. So he has an advanced class that takes pictures and does really well. I'm going to be honest with you, man. I completely forgot all about you. I'm so sorry, Jason. But
No worries.
Well, you know how it is. When you're trying to get stuff together and you're moving, it's like, man, and after everything was over and I started talking to you, I said, "Man, I should have brought him in to be perfect." So we're definitely going to have another one. Because with this COVID, we have the show booked. It's ready to go. Everything is set. We're just waiting for them to let us, you know, give us the okay. But we're definitely going to have another photo shoot before that because, you know, we want to do something to keep everything going. So hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of you. You'll be able to get down there to come down. What it is his advanced group, you know, you come, you bring all your gear, you put your gear on, they take pictures of you in different settings and stuff, and the pictures came out really good. But the reason I'm telling you this is we do the live broadcast, and on the live broadcast we used to do something called Chop Trivia, where I ask a question. If you get it right, you get something from the prize table. If not, somebody takes a chop. It was huge on this last one. Sean Black took one. I took one. But now the new rage is the cornhole, where you throw the sandbag and make it in the hole or whatever. So they upped the ante and said, "Well, if I make two in a row, can I choose whoever I want?" We said, "Yeah, go right ahead." So the girl made hit two like it was nothing. "Okay, I want you to get chopped." So I thought, okay, if I'm going to bring Jason Green and he's going to come down, he's going to take some pictures, we'll get him on the air. Will you be willing to take some chops for Chop Trivia?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
Break it in. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Like a Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. So we got that coming up. So we'll definitely look forward to you coming down and checking that out. And for the people listening to me, I'm telling you, man, the last shows that we had, it really did well. And Jason Green, I would like to be a big part of it because he's been paying his dues, been training, he's been doing some shows and all that. So we definitely want to bring him in. And I hate the word gimmick. I don't like that word, but his persona that he brings is huge, and I think it'll really fit in well for what we're doing. So we definitely look forward to that. So we'll definitely see you there. Now, before we get out of here, because I'm running up against the clock, I wanted to talk to you because when I say that I'm going to have you on and I put my guest and all that, although it was a little late this time because we're having some trouble, I get a lot of emails and I got a lot of messages. And what I've been getting a lot of, what they wanted me to talk about, and I'll pose this question to you. Nia Jax is getting a lot of heat because she's been hurting people. I mean, she punched Becky Lynch right in the nose. So I guess she threw Liv Morgan or whatever her name is out the ring so hard that she landed on her shoulder. Now, we're talking four times here, okay? One or two times is an accident. You know, three times you're getting out of hand. Four times, I think that's it. Either you need to go back for some more training or you got to get cut. So give us your thoughts on that. The majority of the people say, yeah, once you get to four times, something's wrong. You might want to release her. So give us your thoughts on that.
I mean, like, we were trained, you know, like Joey, Robbie, you know, Lester, we always are trained. We protect, you know. There's a trust and a bond and a relationship that's built between the wrestlers, you know what I mean? So our job is to protect the person, you know what I mean? And so, you know, when you have somebody's life in your hands like that, you know, when you can kind of control, in a sense, their destiny, you got to be careful. And you know, and accidents do happen, you know, so that's a mature thing that happens. But, you know, when it's a repetitive thing, then it's like you're not really being conscious of the responsibility. It's the responsibility to the lives that we have in there, you know what I mean? Person is trusting me with their life. So I have to, simple spine busters or power drivers, a simple wrong bump can be the end of someone's career and their life.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
There's nothing to play with, yeah.
Yeah, look at Darren Drozdov or whatever when they went to give him a power bomb and just the 16th of an inch the wrong way landed on his neck. That's it. He's in a wheelchair. You know, so people, you gotta take that into consideration. You know, and when I was training people back in the day, they wanted to flip and fly like right off the bat, and I'm like, nah, man, you gotta learn to crawl before you can walk. You know, let's do this, and you know, well, once you get to this level, then you can start doing stuff like that. So I think, to me, this is just my opinion. I think that they've been rushing people too much. That they need a little bit more training and get to a certain point before they get, you know, to the big show or whatever you call it. So that I just wanted to get, I thought I was the only one. So I wanted to make sure I got Jason in there so that he knows that, you know, it's nothing to fool around with. You know, I hate when they say, oh, it's fake wrestling, you know, or whatever, because if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt for sure.
So. We had a girl in our training that she, I think she took a, it wasn't even a bump. She was, she was either taking her bumps and it landed the wrong way. You know, it was no one's fault. She just was doing her bumps. And I think she went into a coma or something like that for a couple of days.
Oh, my God,
So, yeah, there's nothing to play with, man.
Yeah, it's funny because I put up a post today on the Facebook because I found a flyer from way back when I was doing, I had my own company called Pro Wrestling Affiliates. We did a show in Torrance. And Ellen DeGeneres, who's now married to, I think it's Nick Jackson, if I'm not mistaken. I was training people at Delo Jiu-Jitsu, and she was training in another class, and it was barely her second day, and they were having her do a back body drop, and I'm like, oh my! She doesn't even know how to wrestle, or on the second day they wanted her to take a back body drop. So I pulled her to the side. I said, hey, I don't usually get in people's business. I said, but don't take that. That's very dangerous or whatever. So then she came and started working with me. And I had her, and let me tell you something. That girl had more heart and more guts than any person I've ever trained before. She definitely could have made it in the business. But it's funny because we did a show for, I'm sorry, Jason, but real quick, we did a show at Battleground. And like what we say about trust and all that, she trusted me. So it was her and somebody else against me and somebody else. And I had a bunch of friends in the front row. So I picked her up outside and I ran and I threw her into my friends because I knew my friends would catch her. I turned around and her dad was coming around, and man, I saw his fist balled up, and I said, he is gonna hit me. So I turned to protect myself, but somebody grabbed him before he got to me. So I ran up to, I don't want to pull the curtain back too much. And I said, Ellen, who is this? She goes, that's my dad. I said, well, doesn't he know? And she goes, no, he doesn't. I said, well, go tell him. she had to go tell him. But that night is when she met Nick Jackson. Or Badge, I'm sorry, I don't know which one it is, and they hit it off ever since then, which I really wish she would have stayed in the business, but I guess once you fall in love and have children or whatever, I talked to her not too long ago, probably about 6 months ago, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to do a show, you should come. She goes, man, I have kids. I said, bring them. You can. She's like, no, I'm good. So
yeah.
Anyways, that's just a little something to talking about training and trusting people. But anyways, real quick for the people listening, don't forget, if you want to check out Jason Green, big show coming up. It's Saturday, November 28th. It's Amped Up. We're in the house. It's at 1405 South Center Street in the city of Compton. We'll give that information at the end of the show too, so everybody can be there. I'm going to try to get down there, Jason. If I don't, I'll be in touch. You can come down to Paul's Photos with us, and we'll work around you, man. I know you got a busy schedule, so we'll work around you so we can get you down there and make sure it happens. All right, my friend?
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, and before we get out of here, I'll get with you later on, because for the people listening to us, it's a little inside thing, but Jake, not only does Jason help me out with stuff like this, with coming on the air, but spiritually too, he's my go-to guy. And I got to tell you what happened. After everything that went down, I don't want to say miracle, but a slight miracle happened right after that. And when it happened, I was like, man, I'm so glad I didn't go over the edge. You know what I mean? But well, I'll get with you, man. When I tell you what happened, you're going to say, man, that power of prayer works, man. So from me personally, I just want to say thank you. All right, my friend?
No problem, man. Blessings.
All right. Well, real quick before we get out of here, what's the social media that they can check you out on so they can follow you?
Hashtag, you can JBAPTISTE 7151 on Instagram, or at Jason Green, JASONGR33N on Facebook.com.
3433N. Okay, perfect. Hey, man, a million thanks for coming on. We look forward to seeing you at the big Amped Up show in Compton Mania. It's two different shows, but it's at the Compton Mania place. So we'll make sure everybody checks you out, and I'll get with you soon. All right, my friend?
All right, brother, bless you.
All right, you got it. Jason Green, everybody, make sure you check him out. We'll be right back after this. Tell you, man, that Jason Green is a good dude. He works really hard, spiritually, mentally, physically. He's out there, and I think him and I, good matchup, man. I think that's going to happen pretty soon. Let me do a quick public service announcement to Manny Benson, the owner. Manny, hook it up, bro. I think that'll draw money. We'll work something out or whatever. Get him down there for the photo shoot if we can have one more. And then book that match. I think it'll be slamming, so make sure you do that. All right. Real quick for the people listening to us, another one of our sponsors, which is really cool, is Yards After Contact. You got to check out Yards After Contact. Printing service, apparel, and, of course, custom cornhole boards. Check them out at yardsaftercontact.com, and you can also check them out on their Facebook page, Yards After Contact, on Facebook. Make sure you check that out because they got some good pictures there. They got some great pictures of some of their work, especially the custom UWC shirts modeled by our own Manny Pinson. Make sure you check those out. That's Yards After Contact. I'm sorry, Yards After Contact. Get your custom gear today, Yards After Contact. Make sure you check that out. It's funny, I say that because when we went to Paul's Photos to go talk to him about doing the show, Manny had his shirt on. And I'm like, hey, Manny, pose for us. But maybe I'm not posing or whatever. So I couldn't get the pictures of him because he wouldn't pose. So next time, we'll do something to get him up there or whatever. But anyways, got a little bit of time before we get to Marvin Varela. So want to talk a little bit about the news. You know, I don't know. A lot of people go to different websites to check out the news. So I'm going to pull one up right here. Tonight is Friday night, and I always try to stay up because I want to see Ring of Honor comes on late. It's on Fox Sports 2. Let me pull this up real quick. Sorry. Wrestling. Let me pull this up real quick so I can get some stuff like that. Ring of Honor comes on at midnight on Fox Sports 2, and I have Dish, I mean DirecTV, so it comes on sorry about that. It comes on at midnight, so I have a hard time staying up, but you know, I'm going to stay up to check it out, only for the specific fact that last week they had EC3 on there. He got something going with the Briscoes. They had like a tag team match or whatever, so I definitely want to check that out. After this, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to bring a couple of people on that can help me with the news. If you want to call in and give us your thoughts on some of the news, Nia Jax hurting people, and also EC3 going to Ring of Honor. So if you want to call in, the number is 563-999-3016. Again, that's 563-999-3016. If you want to call in and talk about that. If you want to call in and talk about that, or if you want to call in and talk about Jey Uso turning heel and going under Roman Reigns, you know, stuff like that. So we're definitely going to talk a little bit about that. I'm looking for a specific story here. I'm sorry. Dies after a complete course of Wipeout. But yeah, one of the contestants died on Wipeout today. We're going to pass that up. Now, also, for anybody who wants to call in, or we're going to have some of my friends on to talk a little bit about this, I want to talk about TNA, which is now Impact Wrestling. I read on here that Taya Valkyrie's contract is coming up at the end of the year. I haven't seen her much on Impact. You know, we're trying to get her on. I had her on my other show not too long ago. But as I think it was on this show that we talked about before, Nicolette Marie and I went to go check out Enoki Dojo show out there in L.A. It was at Leonardo's nightclub. So we went to go check out High Risk, and I wanted to go see the minis because they were coming from AAA. But they had Taya Valkyrie with two local girls here from SoCal against Fabia Pachi and two other local girls. But they stood out. I mean, it was like a man among boys. I mean, Taya and Fabi Apache were so far ahead. I kind of wanted to just see them two wrestle because they were so, I mean, so different. There's just the way they worked with, they didn't really mix well with the girls from SoCal. So to me, the point I'm trying to make is I think Taya Valkyrie is one of the most underrated lady wrestlers that we have going today. When I see her in Impact and they're doing silly stuff with the house and then the backyard ring and the people she's wrestling, she's so much more talented than that. I don't want to say I'm glad that her contract's up or whatever, but it is up, and I think that she's going to be able to move on to something better. Now, I don't know if she's going to go to WWE because her husband went to WWE, but I think that's where they're heading. But I think if she goes out there, then we might have another problem because it might just be the circus and they might not use it the way, like how they don't know how to use Andrade and they don't know how to use Garza and people like that. I think that might happen to her. And I think, to be honest with you, I think she's way more talented than anybody they have. If you think I'm wrong, you can call me and let me know. I think she's, Taya Valkyrie is more talented than anybody that they have in WWE right now. Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks, I mean, by the way, those girls couldn't hold a candle to Taya Valkyrie. I've seen her in person. I've seen her work, and she's got skills. Working in AAA, she's got the lucha behind her. She's just all around 100% better than anybody I've seen out there. So we look forward to her hopefully getting in there, maybe, if she does, and making the money, but I just don't want them to waste her talent. So let me take a quick break. I'm going to make a couple of calls so we can get some other people in so you don't just have to hear me. So hang on, everybody. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more wrestling, some more news, get a couple of people on here to talk about that. And then we got Monster, Marvin Varela coming on, brand new BJJ black belt, got a big seminar coming up, Sambo champion, and we'll talk to him a little bit about that. So hang on. We'll be right back after this. Hang on, everybody. All right, everybody. I made a few calls to some people who didn't answer the phone. I told them I might be calling. I think a lot of times when I do that, they get, I don't want to say scared or they're like, oh, I don't know what to talk about. But, dude, I'll give you the ball. I'll just give you the ball and you can run with it. So I got a couple more people to call. We'll talk a little bit more. Try them again. And then if not, we'll move on to Giovanni, to Marvin Morella. But if you want to call in, all you have to do is dial this number, 563-999-3061. So we'll check that out in just a second. We're talking a little bit about Taya Valkyrie and, of course, about Nia Jax hurting people and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm sorry. Two people are calling back again. Let me take another quick break. I'll be right back after this. Hold on, everybody. We'll come back, talk a little bit more wrestling. Hold on. Ready real quick. Since everybody else was too scared to come on, we'll call Nicolette Marie herself.
Hello.
Hey, Nicolette Marie, it's Fabiano. You're live on UWC Radio. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Hey, Fabi, how's it going?
I'm doing good. I'm sorry, but, you know, everybody is afraid to call in, or the people that I was supposed to call wouldn't answer, so I'm going to call you. I wanted to call you real quick because there's two hot topics going right now. Got about 10 minutes, so I'll just hold you for like 10 minutes, but we'll talk about this. We're talking to Jason Green, too, talking about, you know, progressing and stuff like that. And I was telling him how I didn't trust anybody at the beginning with you. Now you've moved on, working with high risk and people like that, and you're able to do your own thing. It's moving. But the thing that's been going on right now is with this Nia Jax. She's hurt. She punched Becky Lynch in the face. She buckle bombed that chick or whatever, messed her up. And now she threw, I think it's Liv Morgan, if I'm not mistaken, she threw her out of the ring so hard that she landed on her shoulder, separated her shoulder, and now she's out of Survivor Series, which she was booked to be. But since she's hurt her shoulder, she's out. Now, one time is an accident. Two times, okay, now you got to be careful. Three times, I think you should either go back for more training or be cut. But four times, I don't think there should be, you know, any question. She should be let go. I mean, can you give me your thoughts on that? I mean, it's for way too much, don't you think?
You know, I feel like in anything, and I think this is, again, like I said, anything, they have to hire somebody who is, WWE has to kind of be diverse. They have to hire somebody who is a big girl, a small girl. Yeah, I know, right? Like, to me, like, when I see the bunny on AEW, I love her. It's like, her teeth are too big for her body, like, because she's so small. She has a Carmella. She breaks up with Big Cass. She loses even more weight. She's so tiny. Everybody hated Eva Marie because of how pretty she was. So I feel like they have to have all those standards covered, right? And so I feel like they feel like they have to keep Nia Jax. And, yeah, she is hurting people in the business. Yeah, it's true.
Do you think that they're that bad and so non-diverse that they have to have her even though she's hurting people?
I also think, too, that because of COVID, applications came to a stop. So they probably were like, well, we're not going to let anybody in new. I mean, has anybody new came on to WWE? No, right, since the pandemic? So they probably have to keep her on the roster.
Well, not so much that. But I think, like, the people that are working with her or whatever, when they get hurt, they don't want to say, no, I'm not working with her. She's hurting people, because they don't want to lose their spot. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, you can't speak up because you don't know where you'll go. Bobby, do you know why Selena Vega got cut?
Oh, you know what? It's funny that you said that because I had it written down. Couldn't find my notes anywhere. I'm so sorry. But from what they say, and this is just a rumor, I read it on Wrestling Observer, I think, or something. She was making so much money on her, I don't want to say TikTok account. It's a different account. Is it GoFundMe? What's the other one?
I hope she didn't have an OnlyFans account, did she?
It was either an OnlyFans or something else account, but she was making so much money off of it. I guess they found out and they looked for a specific way to break ties with her. That's
wow.
What the rumor is. That's what the rumor is. I'll try to verify that or whatever, but that I read it today and I had it written down on my notes and we were going to talk about it. But I mean, if somebody's making money on the side and it's not hurting her character or her business, it should be okay, right?
I would love to know what she was doing on OnlyFans and making so much money, because normally if you're making so much money on OnlyFans, you're doing nasty things. So that's interesting.
Well, I'm gonna check that out. It might not have been fans only. I know
okay.
It was one of those. What else is there besides TikTok and those other ones? There's another.
I'm not familiar with any of these. I've never downloaded TikTok. I've never none of these apps. I'm familiar with. I have Zoom, but that's it.
The sad thing is I had it written down. So, but it
okay.
was something of that nature. She was doing something outside of WWE that was making her big-time money.
Wow.
And I guess
– And again, Fabi, look at – I don't – the way I'm saying that, I feel like they have to keep everybody diverse and keep somebody small, somebody tiny, somebody larger size. I don't know who they're going to find that's another Latina that's going to carry it like her. To me, she had that perfect image.
Yeah, you know what? It's weird. I mean, I think they have so many people that are just itching to get in there. If you do something wrong, that's it.
Right? Yeah.
So, you know what? I'll look that up. I'll look it up again and find out, because it's funny that you brought that up, because I did have that in my notes today and I did research
okay.
it, and it was something of that nature. She was doing something outside of WWE that they didn't like and they parted with. Well, you know, when you sign a contract when you go to WWE, so. You know, it was
right.
probably somewhere in the contract where you can't do that. Look at Cody Rhodes, just barely got his name back or whatever. So it takes forever to get that. But real quick, there's something else I want to expand on real quick. But
okay.
for the people listening to us, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Got Marvin Varela coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. But we're talking a little bit of wrestling news before we get to that. Talking a little bit about Nia Jax hurting people and whether they should say, hey, man, you know, four times, that's it. You're out of here. I don't know what the contract says or whatever. A lot of people say it's because she's relation to The Rock. I don't think that has anything to do with it, but that's what the rumor is. But anyways, besides that, Nicolette Marie, this is what I was talking a little bit about before we got you on. Taya Valkyrie, her contract, her Impact contract ends at the end of the year. Okay, I haven't seen her on Impact in the last few days or the last few shows or whatever. So when her contract is up, she's going to be a free agent. Now, of course, she's probably going to want to go to WWE because WWE – are you eating popcorn over there? What are you doing?
No, I'm not. I have to save a ton of groceries.
I thought you were packing your lunch.
No.
To me, if she goes to WWE, they are definitely not going to know what to do with her. I think she is far more talented than anybody that's in the WWE. Sasha Banks, all those people, Animale, wait, Taya Valkyrie is way too talented. I think she'll be wasted. They won't know what to do with her, but I'll be happy that she'll be making money. Plus, she'll be, you know, her husband's in there too. Give us your thoughts on that, because like I was telling the people before, when we went to Inoki Dojo and saw her in person, she outshined anybody there. I mean, if it wasn't for Fabi Abachi that was a good dance partner, it was like a man amongst boys, right?
To me, Taya shined very well, and I want to say only in the luchas. In the Americans, she does get lost. I feel like she, you know what I mean? It's not her fault, but yeah, you're right. They didn't know how to use her talent well when she was in Impact, and they won't know how to use it well unless it's luchas. When she was in Mexico, she did very well. And when
yeah.
she worked the independents out here.
And see, that's the point I'm trying to make. When she works with somebody like Fabi Abachi, she's the only one that's able to hang with her. So they were
right.
able to put on a good show. Now, you were at that show. If, when we were at that show, did you even know who her tag partners were or who she was wrestling against?
Did I know who they were?
Yeah, or did you even pay attention to them?
Oh, I had heard of them, and I knew one of the girls was familiar from being like a repeated person going to Inoki, but no, I didn't pay much attention to them. But yeah, I was more focused on Taya and Fabia Bacci. Correct.
And if she goes to AEW, that's a little bit better. She might be going, you know, against maybe the Japanese wrestlers or whatever. We'll give her a I don't want to say a challenge, but maybe help her and be a good dance partner.
Right.
I don't think so. To me, the only place where she can fit in and thrive is back in AAA or whatever.
Right.
Because that's the only people that can hang with it. Or if she goes to Japan, like maybe Shimmer or something like that. But then she's going to be way on a different level. So I hope she does make it to WWE. But if she does, I hope that they know what to do with her and can make something happen. Because look what they did to Andrade. Look what they did to Shinsuke Nakamura. People like that lost in the shuffle. You know, so they just don't. And it's not trying to talk bad about them, but they just don't know what to do. They just don't. They need to get somebody in there that knows, well, if I put her with this person, it's going to be good. Now, expanding on that, okay, they had a big, I was watching on TMZ. They had this director that did the new thing for AEW, like a vignette, because it's their 1 year anniversary. So they shot a whole like commercial type of thing that shows all their stuff. And the main focus was on that female wrestler who's transgender.
Oh, yes.
I thought you were talking
about the one that just cut the promo with Brandi Rhodes.
No.
Okay.
It's the one that was the champ for the Indian gimmick or whatever.
Okay.
But she's transgender. So she went from a man to a woman. And they focused the whole thing. Oh, look at this. It's the transgender and she's doing this and she's doing that. Okay, I get that. That's cool. Okay, you know, we all got, like you said, diversity, get this. But the thing that gets me is it's kind of hard for me to say, oh, yeah, that's cool, because she's really a man and she's going up against women. That's like if I decided, hey, man, I'm going to just, you know, wear this and start wrestling women and just start going through them like it's nothing, because it's two different levels. Now, I'm going to be honest, and I might get some heat for this or whatever, but I don't really respect that. I think, you know, hey, you should either wrestle men if you're a man or women if you're a woman or whatever. It just seems to me like, well, it happened in MMA. A guy did transgender and started fighting the women and just was beating the snot out until he ran up against Ashley. I can't remember her last name. And she gave him a beating because she was a really well-trained athlete and gave him a beating. So guess what happened? He stopped, never came back or whatever.
Wow.
because he got beat or whatever. So give me your thoughts on that. I mean, I get it, but I don't think it's right. I think what if six men decided to become transgender and just started running through all the women and the thing, it's just not the same.
You know, for myself, I'm not a promoter and I never have been, but I don't know though if somebody was to come to me and if I was a promoter and say, hey, can I work your show, and the answer is no, you're transgender, no, you know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like, again, you have to be like, well, we can try to work something out. Well, can I see you work? Can you come to training? Can you know?
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but you know, if you stayed a man, you would have it a lot harder to get to
right.
the top.
Right, right, oh, yeah.
When you're wrestling other men. You know, what if you go up against Brian Cage?
You know,
or somebody like that. Or Lance Archer, big dudes like
you
that.
You know,
you're
Fabi, how you say it's so hard for you, you know, it's sometimes harder for you when you're a guy. I mean, at least once a week I'm posting, like, tweets to almost, like, clear my name, because I always hear, like, hey, you know, you're lucky that Fabi's your dad, that's how you get your gigs. I don't know where that comes from. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I do work hard, you know, and I feel like I have to like keep on like saying it. And I always tell people, I know I'm a manager, I know I'm a valet. Hey, if you book me and you're a booker, you know what I can bring to the table. There's a reason you called me. You know what I mean? If you have a different idea for me, let me know, you know. And then I'm always telling people, there's things like that Fabi couldn't help me with. When me and Ray Leon merged to do his mask, and Kevin called me and was like, hey, where are you getting your mask from? That wasn't Fabi, that was me, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it definitely is difficult. And I always give credit to people, and people are like, hey, can you go out there and do this promo? Sure. Hey, guys, I'm going to make this really fast. There's a lot of talent in the back. You know, there's people that are going to put their bodies on the line tonight, you know?
Well, I think what it is, too, a lot of it. But real quick, for the people listeners, you're at UWC Radio. Got Marvin Varela coming up in about 5 minutes, but we're talking to Nicolette Marie about little things like that. Taya Valkyrie going to WWE, the transgender wrestler that's in AEW. But what I think, Nicolette Marie, is I wrestle a certain way. I don't say comedy because I think that's just the stupidest thing ever, but more of an entertainment type of wrestling, you know, and you work with me, so you see what I'm talking about.
Right.
So I think that they expect a lot of that from you, but you're not, you know, that
right.
way. A lot more wrestling, finishing moves or whatever to get the people going. You know what I mean? So I think that but it's two separate people. So I think that's where
exactly.
that stigma comes from. But they don't call me and say, hey, can we book Nicolette Marie? They call Nicolette Marie herself. And now at the beginning, yeah, we would try to, you know, just like I said, it's very hard to trust other people. Well, let's put it this way. I've been in the business for way over 20 years, almost like 25. And there's very few people that I trust. Biggie Biggs, no problem. And you know what? When I need somebody, that's who I call. Of course, Maestro, because he's been my partner forever.
Oh, yeah.
There's a wrestler that wrestled at El Sagrado in back in the day. I trust him with my life. Same thing with guys like Superboy, Capitan Oro, people like that. Those are people I trust. I don't work. But there's some people you just, hey, man, you know, you got to be careful or whatever. So that's what I'm talking about. So that's why when you started working, especially with the Long Beach show and stuff like that, I called Biggie because I know I could trust him. So that goes a long way. You know what I mean?
And that was another tweet that I posted too. I said, when wrestling schools open, I think we had talked about this on Wrestle Boss. I said, when wrestling schools open and people are going to go back to training, be careful. I remember one night you were like, don't go to training without me. Don't go. And I went and they were letting rookies run the class. And that night I had gotten messed up. Somebody dropped me out of the fireman's carry. You know, it's like nobody knows what they're doing. So you need to get trained by somebody who knows what they're doing. Yeah, you're going to pay money, but you're going to learn something at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, that's what I was telling him about Ellen DeGeneres, who's now, I don't know, do you know, is she the one that's married to Nick Jackson or Matt Jackson?
I have no clue. I want to say Matt, but I don't know.
I, you know, the one with the black hair, is that Matt or Nick?
They both have black hair. One of them, though, because they both have long hair because they have ponytails. One of them has curly hair and one of them has really straight hair. I want to say the one with the straight hair is Nick, but I don't know.
The one with the straight hair that's a little bit more blondish and is kind of receding, I think that's the one that she's married to, if I'm not
mistaken.
Okay, okay. But we were talking about that earlier, and when I was training people at De La O, I had the second, you know, the evening class, and the early class was done by somebody else. And Ellen, on her second day of training, they wanted her to do a back body drop. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to drop her on her head. So I pulled her to the side and said, hey, you know, that's weight. You got to learn to crawl before you can walk.
Right,
and then she
right.
came over and started training with me. And, well, you know, you train with me. You got to take the bumps for at least a while. And then when it got to a certain point, that's when Mariachi Loco was there. And I said, hey, can you help her out with this? And left it to him because sometimes you have to have somebody else, you know, that can train you a specific. And, again, I knew if I had you work with him, he knows what he's doing. So you have to really pick and choose.
He knows what he's doing, too. And then when you say, hey, Mariachi's going to come downstairs right now, be ready in 5 minutes, you're like, okay, there's no other answer. You're not like, well, I don't feel like it. It's like, you better get your act together. So be ready, tie your shoes, get in the ring. I remember one night, too, Fabi and I had went to practice for something else, and somebody was running the class, and Fabi, like, looked at me because it was the kid's, like, third week being there. And they were like, okay, everybody, good morning. We're going to open up with, what was it, T-bone suplexes?
Oh,
and you were
God.
Like, what?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm like, what are you doing? You got to, even though, you know, maybe that's why Joey runs his classes like, you know, beginner and advanced. But if you have people there that are just starting, you have to be able to, like I said, have them crawl before they can walk.
Are you making cookies in your oven, or is the fire alarm going off?
Somebody's alarm's going off over here. But anyways, it just goes to show that, you know, that's what we have to do. You have to have good training. It's not a joke. You know, whether you're whatever, transgender or male, female, whatever, you know, you have to be able to protect yourself. And you have to, like I said, man, you got to learn to crawl before you can walk. But anyways, Nicolette Marie, you know, a million thank yous for coming on. You know, everybody says they want to come on, and then I call them, and for some reason they get lost or whatever.
Oh,
so
yeah, for sure. Call me anytime.
I just wanted to run that by you. and make sure that the people get it from somebody else's perspective so that it's not just from me. So, all right, Nicolette Marie, for the people listening to us, check out Nicolette Marie on her social media. She's got, if you put in Nicolette Marie in your little search engine, she comes up. She's got some pictures from the shows we did out there in Laguna Hills and all over the place. So make sure you check them out. And I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Bobby.
All right, everybody. Bye. Okay, she's got, let me call Marvin because I got to talking and I wasn't even able to take a commercial. But don't worry, everybody. We'll make sure that we get those commercials in towards the end.
Hello.
Marvin, it's Fabiano. You're live on UWC Radio. Can you hear me, my friend?
Oh, loud and clear, buddy. How are you doing?
It's good to talk to you because I haven't talked to you or seen you in such a long time, man. It's just awesome. But real quick for the people, listeners, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check us out every Friday from 7 to 8:30. And on the line with me right now, good friend of the show, somebody that I always – if you look, even on my OTM days, when you see that picture, it's of myself with Giovanni at the Anaconda Academy. But before we get into all that, how are you doing, my friend? I know you're training and stuff right now, and you're limited on time, but how's everything going at the Anaconda Academy?
Oh, everything's doing great, you know. It's more work because we have to sanitize more, and then you have to be on top of everyone. You know, we try to thank God that we haven't have experienced, anything. But, you know, we do ask people to, you know, do a test. Or if you don't feel good, stay. I'm always checking people. We have sanitizers everywhere. Just try and be safety, and everyone's pretty much responsible. And they'd be doing their part because I told them, everyone has a family. And we have to be responsible. If you don't feel good, not even at all, just stay home. It's that simple.
Yeah.
And
we're
working out. We're working with everyone, yeah.
I wish the rest of the world would take that advice. But anyways, I got to tell you, I keep up with the whole Varela family, you know, and especially they're the first ones I go to. If I go to a new company or work in whatever, those are the first ones I go to. And I was so happy to see, you know, they had the big belt ceremony and Marvin got his BJJ black belt because you've had your judo one for a while, right?
I believe I got mine in 2014 or I think 2014 or 13, something like that. But when I got my judo black belt, you know, my dad still, my sensei still didn't. I got promoted by the federation, but he said, no, you know, I'm going to hold you up for another year. You know, my dad is tough. My sensei is really tough.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, I guess in the end of the day, belt is just holding your pants.
And that's, you know, when I saw it and all that, I said, man. That is something, okay, first of all, that's something you can't buy. You got to earn that, man, and you got to put your time in. But the time I went down there, you know, we first of all, you guys made me a true believer in judo. And then, you know, we worked some techniques just, you know, and before I got to Giovanni to put some stuff on video, I worked a little bit with Marvin. Marvin was showing me just some stuff, and I was like, man, you know, this guy knows what he's doing, you know, and just a bunch of different things. So I thought, man, to get that black belt, not only to get it, but to get it from Giovanni and you know, with the highest stand lineage and everything like that, that's huge. That's like an accomplishment that's like worldwide. You know what I mean?
My professor, that's my father, and my professor, that's Thiago Rinaldo from Gracie Baja. They've been talking about it for a while that I'm going to get promoted. But, you know, I have to show that I'm, you know, that I really earn it. Well, I mean, I do submit guys and all that. But it's just they were picking my brain. And they were, you know, I don't know what I did so I could earn it. Because it's not about fighting. It's not about submitting other guys like crazy. It's not, I don't know what it was because I was doing that. Submitting, fighting, I was being really active. I traveled the world. You know, you guys seen me, and but something happened that Professor Thiago and my father said, you know, let's promote the monster to a black belt in jiu-jitsu. And I was really excited. I was so many promotions, and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to get it, whatever. I just lost faith. But when I got it, it was really emotional because I was not expecting it, you know. And my professor wanted to be here, but he couldn't because he tore his ligament, so he couldn't. Then, you know, and then it's not only them, my lineage, which is Grandmaster Goku Shibishi, and then I got Thiago Rinaldo, then my father. I have big shoes to fill. You know, I cannot be messing around. But you know, when I teach, and I don't want to become famous. I want to show the people the right way, because not everyone wants to fight. People just want to learn how to defend themselves, and that's my focus. I'm focusing on that, you know, to teach others.
And it's like you say, you learn something all the time. You know, black belt and everything, you're still always learning. I mean, I've been doing this for years. I mean, I started with Tap Out in right before 2001, and got into, you know, mixed martial arts and judo and jiu-jitsu and you know, seeing all these different things. But when I, believe me, when I went to the Anaconda Academy, I told them, I said, you know, I don't know, this guy's kind of small. I'm 300 pounds. I don't know if he's going to be able to toss me. Boom, baka, you got the smallest guy there. And it tossed me. I was like, oh, my God. Because they dig those hips in, and there's nothing you could. Yeah, I'm up there. I was like, oh, my God, I have nowhere. And then, bam. So then, you know, working with that. And we had Gokor on when I did. It was 2000. I got to say 3 or 4. Because we were out there in Hollywood, right down by, and we had.
You didn't interview Sensei Gokor when we were in the academy? You didn't get a chance to interview him?
Only when he had the first dojo that we were on, Sunset and Hobart, and it was right
okay.
Down the
road. I'll talk to Sensei Gokor so we could do like a interview with him too. You can interview him.
Anytime. We'll come to him if need be, for sure, because we were fully enlightened. I mean, we were amazed, you know, when we saw him. So, and then it just keeps rolling on. Now, real quick, because I want to talk about your seminar, but I got to ask you this. I was watching the AJ McKees from Long Beach, and he used to wrestle when I was coaching at Milliken. He was at Poly.
That kid's amazing.
Did you see the submission that he put him in?
No, I didn't see it because we're sanitizing the tatami. So I'm pretty much a slave. Making sure that, but I have to see it. I have to see it. But, you know, that kid's a beast. And Coach McKee, with AJ in it, you know, it's like, that's an amazing group. That's an amazing group. He has an amazing father, coach. They train hard. They don't mess around.
Yeah,
they don't mess around. They eat right. I see them with my own eyes. And their energy is all positive. And if you are dedicated, he'll put you and to become the best you could. And, you know, that kid's amazing. There's he's been in our academy and all that. And you know, that kid is really good. I mean, that kid.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
He's kind of like the nueva generación. He's like the new generation that's just really hybrid of everything. But
he adapts to any scenario.
Yeah.
AJ adapts to any scenario.
It's amazing. But now that Marvin, you know, is moving on, they got a big seminar coming up. It's going to be Sunday, November 29th. It's in Playas de Rosarito, Baja California, Mexico. It's on Benito Juarez Garcia Street, number 432. Can you tell us a little bit about that, you know, about the seminar, what you guys are going to be working on and teaching and out there?
I just love it because I was not aware about that seminar. Suddenly I see my picture, like, oh, okay then. And but, you know, when we teach, it's we like to teach the basic. We'll teach leg locks and all that because there will be a lot of new guys and there will be advanced guys, but, you know, some advanced guys, they forget about the basic stuff, you know, the fundamentals of, you know, what is the ground. And I like to teach, which is just takedowns, because it's really important to take someone down, you know, because if you don't just want to pull guard or sit down because you can do that on a gym and it's soft, the tatami, the mats are soft, so you can sit, but how are you going to do that on the cement? You're going to hurt your back. Yeah,
right.
If you just want to pull guard, you know, you want to make sure have a good balance. So I teach them, which is just the basic of judo, and then we go with jiu-jitsu, and then we'll go with sambo. But you know, it's amazing. You know, when you go over there, they treat you really good. And trust me, people say Mexico and Rosario is really dangerous, and no, it's not, guys. It's like same thing. You know, Los Angeles is dangerous. You just gotta know where to go. The same thing with Rosarito and Mexico. You just gotta know where to go.
Right. And it's funny because Giovanni, when we talk and I'm talking about seminars and stuff, he says, no, if we're going to come and do a seminar, we're going to teach you stuff that you can use, you know, just like you said, or whatever. So he said, you know, it would behoove you to come down and take the seminar. And, you know, I've been there. Well, it was judo when you guys had the big, like all the guys, judo players come and all that. Mm-hmm. And just the short time that I was there, I was fully enlightened on that.
How we teach our students that, you know, when you got there and I was like detail to detail, how you position your legs and all that. You know, because exactly. I want you to learn, because, you know, that's why we as a sensei, as a head instructor, we want our students to learn the world, the details and all that. I'm not just going to come and he's going to slam me on the ground and, okay, now you do it. This is not Cobra Kai.
Yeah. And it's for the people listening at the Anacata Academy, it's a family atmosphere. A lot of people are intimidated. Oh, my God, I don't want. But I'm telling you, they it's like a family over there. They're going to bring you along. They're going to teach you right. So make sure you check out the Anaconda Academy. But for sure, you know, I got to tell you, Marvin, I can't go to a seminar in Rosarito because there's a place that sells the lobster. I can't remember the last time I went.
Yeah, Puerto Nuevo. Where do you think I'm going to go after that? The lobster the size of your hand.
Yeah, it is awesome down there. So definitely, end up getting.
When I'm gonna go there, I'm gonna stay there for 3 days so I can enjoy the beach. I'm gonna stay at Las Rocas. They got like 2 jacuzzis and all that, so I'm just gonna enjoy. You know, we gotta celebrate, enjoy life.
Yeah, that's what
you gotta be healthy. And people have to be really healthy. Martial arts is not just to go beat someone or be the king of the mat. Martial art is about respect. And then train, learn. And sweat. It's a good therapy section because you don't think about, oh, I'm going to pay a bill or my girlfriend this or my wife that. No, you go there, you enjoy it, you learn something, you get a good role. And plus, there's a bunch of jiu-jitsu academies, they'll treat you right. You know, it's not only us because there's good jiu-jitsu academies everywhere.
Yeah, I agree. You forget all about that stuff once you get on the mats and all that. But real quick before.
Yeah, because everyone wants to be the best.
Exactly. But before I let you go, Fabricio Verdum, he's done with the UFC. They were talking about maybe him going to Bellator, but he chose the Professional Fight League. You think that's a good fit for him?
Whatever he feels comfortable. You know, I saw him, speaking of that, Fabricio, I saw him, it was at a Black Belt Burrito. His brother has a Black Belt Burrito stand pretty much right in front of the academy. Amazing burritos. And it's Fabricio's there. And I didn't get to talk to him that much about what was his move. But whatever he feels that is good for him and his family is good, man. Yeah. And don't forget, Fabricio, I think he's 40 already. I don't know how old Fabricio. We're not that young, you know. Let the new kids come along.
Yeah, but you talk about, you know, like that, adapting and stuff like that. I think he can adapt to any sort of, you know, style or league or whatever, because, you know, it's there. Like you say, there's no substitute for experience. You know, you're always testing yourself and all that. And it's funny because when I first had Giovanni on and we were talking, he said, hey, you know what? We teach everything. So when we go to a tournament, we just find out what the rules are. Once we know what the rules are, then we can adapt. And we just...
True. You know? Oh, Faris is 43, and he adapts. Yeah. He has a really good jiu-jitsu, and then his striking. Then from Team MMA, you know, with Rafael, you know, that guy's like, he's amazing. Yeah.
Have
you been to his academy?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it's right. Right before you get to Beach Boulevard, I went down there a couple of times to go talk to some guys and all that. And it is a beehive of activity. A lot of the UFC fighters.
A lot. You got to let me know when you want to go see some UFC guys. You got to let me know and I can tell you where I can take you where they're at. It's called their coach. So you can come and you can talk
for
to them.
For sure. Yeah. I would love to do that for sure. Okay. Hey. I got to tell you, man, I appreciate you coming on. Unfortunately, I'm running up against the clock. We're Mexican. They'll throw us out of here if we go over. But for the people listeners, make sure you check out the Anaconda Academy. And, of course, big seminar coming up. You definitely want to go check it out. It's Sunday, November 29th at Playas de Rosarito. It's in Baja California, Mexico. It's Benito Juarez Garcia Street, number 432. If you check out Marvin on his social media, he has everything up there. So if you want to go on, like you said, you can make a whole weekend, go down, take the seminar, you know, eat, check out the beach and stuff and come back. It's definitely
the lobsters.
Definitely, yeah, gonna be worth your while for sure. Hey, so Giovanni, Marvin, I'm definitely gonna come down and check it out. I got two things going right now. So we're trying, especially once this COVID's over or whatever, I'd like to come down and do some stuff because I got more out of the seminar and videotaping and stuff when I was with On the Mat than anything I ever did. I mean, it and not just because you're on the show or whatever, but it is, man. It from the beginning, they've always been like, yeah, man, whenever you want to come down and work a technique or you want us to show you something, where you're more than welcome to come down. So I really appreciate
anytime you want, no matter what the day and the time, well, not too late, but you come and I can show you some basic moves, some techniques. You can talk to the guys and all that. So you can see it's not that scary.
Absolutely.
You know, because we have different level athletes than I have with just recreational. So you people can understand, understand, you know, at least how to fall and all that. So I can, you know, an idea and all that. But, you know, you're
Absolutely.
Always welcome, buddy. And, you know, and
I am most appreciative for you and, of course, for Giovanni. So for the people, make sure you check out the Anaconda Academy and check out Marvin Varela on his social media. He keeps everybody up to date. Even when he's cutting weight or going to Russia to wrestle those big Russian guys out there, keeps everybody up to date on there. So
My girlfriend wants to leave me. My girlfriend wants to leave you. Like, you're married to the gym.
Exactly.
All right, buddy.
All right, Marvin. Hey, thanks for coming on. We'll get with you real soon. All right, my friend?
All right, man. Good night, everyone, man.
All right. Marvin Varela, make sure you check him out. We'll be right back after this. I'm telling you, that Anaconda Academy will get you to the promised land. And to get that black belt is huge because it takes a lot, especially over there, to get that black belt. But real quick, don't forget, everybody, Paul's Photos. Far and away, Paul's Photos is the best store for all your camera needs. Located in the city of Torrance, they have the best prices and professional advice from beginner to pro. Still photos or videos, Paul's Photo will take care of all your photo and video needs. Located at 23845 Hawthorne Boulevard in the city of Torrance, you can call Mark at 310-375-7014, and you can always go to paulsphoto.com. Make sure you check him out. Paul's Photo, ready, willing, and able to help with all your camera needs. Make sure you check him out. He's got some good stuff over there. I mean, we actually got to see it in person and work with them, and it was great. And while we were there, we can get one of those custom cornhole boards for when we go back at Yards After Contact. So you got to check out Yards After Contact, printing service, apparel, and, of course, custom cornhole boards. Check them out at yardsaftercontact.com and check out their Facebook page. Great pictures and some of their work with the cornhole boards and everything like that. You can check them out of there. It's awesome. You can also check out the custom UWC, United Wrestling Council shirt, modeled by our own Manny Pinson. You got to check them. We got to get some pictures of him up there so he can model them for you. That's Yards After Contact. Get your custom gear today. Make sure you check them out. Hey, you know, big ups to Jason Green for coming on, talking a little bit about training at Santino Brothers, and big show coming up over there in Compton. Look forward to him coming to start working with us. I'm telling you, man, the heat that I have with the people that he brings, it's just a matter of time till, you know, him and I meet up again and really do some damage. He's a good guy, but he's tough. Don't let the spiritual persona fool you. I mean, he can get in there and do some damage. And of course, Marvin Varela, big seminar coming up out there in Baja. If you want to check out the Anaconda Academy, it is. It's a great place. Family. Giovanni and Marvin have been, since the day I've met them, have always been cool with me. Anything I need, just like I said, if you want to shoot some film, if you want to get them on air, if you want to talk judo, if you want to talk sambo, jiu-jitsu, always there. Nicest people I've ever met. Always cool. Never, you know, like, oh, we're too busy, we can't do this or whatever. If not, they'll find time for you and help you out. So I highly recommend that you go down. And the kids too. The kids are like 11, 12 years old, and they're already throwing people, you know, left and right. So you definitely want to go check them out. And, of course, Nicolette Marie for coming on and talking a little bit about some of the women's wrestling, getting that perspective from there. You know, we don't – not trying to make any, you know, assumptions or whatever about anybody. It's just, you know, it's everybody's different. Everybody has different feelings and different whatever. So, you know, we want to bring it all to you people. So make sure you check us out every Friday right here. United Wrestling Council, still working on that show. We'll keep everybody up to date. The owner and proprietor, Manny Pinson, has been working to, you know, get the funds and everything going to get this thing, because that first show that we do is going to be huge. And it's going to be more than likely at Paul's Photos, which is one of the really nicest places to do a show. It is almost perfectly made to do a show. It's a long driver that goes around to the back, and it's plenty of room, plenty of parking. It's going to be awesome. So make sure you check us out. We'll see everybody right back here next Friday. Make sure you check us out. I'll keep everybody up to date on the UWC Facebook page and, of course, all our pages on social media. See everybody here next week. Thanks, everybody.